Does this one look familiar? This is one book that maybe your mom will read too, and this is another one.
Do you want to read this one?
That's a nice.
Do you want to read this book? This is one you favored. You can almost read this book to me.
No.
You think so?
That would be incredible.
Do you think you could almost read this book to me? Let's see. What's the name of this book? The Very?
I read this before.
I know you did. You have this book. In the light of the... You help me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A little egg lay on a... What's this? Leaf.
I don't want to do
that. All right, I'll read it myself then, okay? One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop! Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges.
One, two, three, four, five.
But he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through, you like this part, one piece of chocolate cake. One piece of salami.
One lollipop.
One piece of cherry. One sausage. One
cupcake. One watermelon.
That night he had a
stomachache.
The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. Stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly.
Blue, yellow.
Can you tell me all the colors that are on him?
Blue, red, yellow, purple, yellow. Red. Red, blue.
What about this color?
Beautiful. His head is small.
Yes, that's pretty small. Body's small, but he had big wings. Want to read another story?
Do you?
I will if you want me to.
I don't want to read any.
You don't want to read any stories today? How come?
Because.
Are you tired? Ryan's also, I think, on the verge of getting a cold. How about if I read this about the bear?
Would you like to... I think he's going to go on the moon.
That's that's another one of our favorite books, Goodnight Moon, huh? Mm-hmm. Want to see if this bear goes to the moon like they did in Goodnight, Mooncakes. Brian? Brian, did you have a favorite story? Did you have a favorite book you can bring out? Even going to Brian's just made it a disaster since I came home.
Did you say you had a favorite one?
Me to read this book?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Go ahead,
perfect. Frank goes to Wild Rube Bank all by himself.
If you know the whole first sentence, he could count forwards and backwards. He could even zip zippers and buttons. But Franklin was afraid of small, dark places, and that was a problem because Franklin was a turtle. He was afraid of crawling into his small, dark shell. And so Franklin the turtle dragged his shell behind him. Every night, Franklin's mother would take a flashlight and shine it into his shell. See, she would say, there's nothing to be afraid of. She always said that. She wasn't afraid of anything. But Franklin would show her creepy things, slippery things, and monsters inside his small dark shell. So Franklin went looking for help. He walked until he met a duck. Excuse me, duck. I'm afraid of small dark places and I can't crawl inside my shell. Can you help me? Maybe, quacked the duck. You see, I'm afraid of very deep water. Sometimes when nobody is watching, I wear my water wings. Would my water wings help you? No, said Franklin, I'm not afraid of water. So Franklin walked and walked until he met a lion. Excuse me, lion. I'm afraid of small, dark places, and I can't crawl inside my shell. Can you help me? Maybe, roared the lion. You see, I'm afraid of great, loud noises, and sometimes when nobody is looking, I wear my earmuffs. Would my earmuffs help you? No, said Franklin, I'm not afraid of great loud noises. So Franklin walked and walked and walked until he met a bird. Excuse me, bird, I'm afraid of small dark places and I can't crawl inside my shell. Can you help me? Maybe, chirped the bird. I'm afraid of flying so high that I get dizzy and fall to the ground. Sometimes when nobody is looking, I pull my parachute. Would my parachute help you? No, said Franklin, I'm not afraid of flying high and getting dizzy. So Franklin walked and walked and walked and walked until he met a polar bear.
What does a polar bear say?
I draw that growls like a regular brown bear. Like polar bear. I know it eats fish. Excuse me, polar bear. I'm afraid of small dark places and I can't crawl inside my shell. Can you help me? Maybe, growled the bear. You see, I'm afraid of freezing on icy cold nights. And sometimes when nobody is looking, I wear my snowsuit to bed. Could my snowsuit help you? No, said Franklin. I'm not afraid of freezing on icy cold nights. Franklin was tired and hungry, and he walked and walked and walked until he met his mother. Oh, Franklin, I was so afraid you were lost. You were afraid? I didn't know mothers were ever afraid, said Franklin. Well, did you find some help, she asked. No, I met a duck who was afraid of deep water, she said. Then I met a lion who was afraid of great loud noises, she said. And then I met a bird who was afraid of falling and a polar bear who was afraid of freezing. Oh, she said, they were all afraid of something. Said Franklin. It was getting late, and Franklin was very tired and very hungry. They walked and walked until they were home. Franklin's mother gave him a cold supper and a warm hug, and then she sent him off to bed. Good night, dear, she said. Well, Franklin knew what he had to do. He crawled right inside his small dark shell. He was sure he saw creepy things, slippery things, and a monster, but he said a brave good night. And then, when nobody was looking, Franklin, the turtle, turned on his night light.
Aww. That was sad, but...
I forgot about that one, because we missed it for so long, huh? You shared it with your friends at school, huh?
Ow!
I think your hip is stuck in the tree.
Well, so what next, baby bear? I wonder if he's afraid to go to the moon. Like a lot of the animals in there were afraid to do things. I'll find out.
I always know.
You always know? Do you want me to read the words that are on the pages? So we can find out? There's a lot of funny pictures in there. It looks like Ted and Ted Goes to the Beach. Isn't that one of the books we have about the bay?
I don't know
where
it is.
I don't either.
You
need to get some new
look
books.
Look at that one with you. Look at
that
one too.
Let me start on the first page. He puts on his boots. I just saw that picture. They look like your boots. Don't they look like your yellow boots?
Mine are yellow.
Yellow and blue and red. Right? Can I go to the moon? Asked Baby Bear. No, you can't, said Mrs. Bear. It's bath time. Anyway, you'd have to find a rocket first. Baby Bear found a rocket in the closet under the stairs. He found a space helmet on the drain board in the kitchen and a pair of space boots on the mat by the front door.
That's not a space helmet.
What is it?
Oh.
Right, the strainer. I think it's got another word for it, too. Can't remember that. He packed his teddy bear and some food for the journey, and he took off up the chimney. All the stuff in that one. Whoosh! Out into the night. Did he fly up the chimney?
What is that?
Well, actually, it looks like fire under there, but that's his rocket. He's thinking he's in the rocket right now, let's see.
That's not really a rocket.
An owl flew past. What a great rocket, he said. Where are you going? To the moon, said Baby Bear. Would you like to come too? Yes, please, said the owl. An airplane roared out of the clouds, and Baby Bear waved, and some of the passengers waved back. On and on they flew, up and up above the clouds, past millions of stars until at last they landed on the moon. There's nobody here, said Baby Bear. There are no trees, said the owl. Kind of boring, said Baby Bear. Should we have a picnic? What a good idea, said the owl. We'd better go, said Baby Bear. My bath must be ready by now. And off they went, down and down. The owl got out and flew away. Goodbye, he said. It was nice to meet you. It rained, and the rain drifted through Baby Bear's helmet. Home went Baby Bear, back down the chimney and onto the living room carpet with a bump. Mrs. Bear came into the kitchen. "How did you get so dirty?" she gasped. She took him to the bathroom. "You look like you've been up the chimney." "I have," said Baby Bear. "First I found a rocket, and then I put on a space helmet, and then I flew to the moon." "Oh my," said Mrs. Bear, laughing. "What will you think of next?"
No, I just want to go out before it's late.